George, speaking about risk, of course, the obvious issue here is cardiac safety. Again, we've got younger women in good health. What would you say to a 33 or a 44-year-old woman, putting it in a patient perspective, about what the risk is in terms of cardiac dysfunction or actually cardiac symptoms and consequences?
Well, if you look at the two large North American trials where we gave Adriamycin and Cytoxan followed by paclitaxel and Herceptin, overall the congestive heart failure rates for patients in those trials are somewhere in the 3 to 4% range. The question that comes up is, do we know who those 3 to 4% of women are, and can we use that information to guide our therapy? The answer I'd have to say today is we're not really sure. The NSABP database suggested that the women who were most likely to develop congestive heart failure were those who were old, defined, I hate to say, as over the age of 50, which I...
It's okay, George.
Which I must say was the most depressing thing I've heard at ASCO in many years. I mean, it was like sitting through a pancreatic cancer lecture.
Hey, that's getting better.
And patients who have the lowest level of ejection fractions that were allowed for going into the trial, that's to say the 50 to 55% range. In the NSABP experience, if you met those two criteria, you had roughly one chance in five of having a cardiac event. So that's pretty significant. Now, I hasten to add that N9831, an identical analysis was done by the NCCTG, and they did not come up with the same pattern. And of course, when you do retrospective subset analyses on small subgroups in evolving trials, you can get very different results. I don't think it's particularly surprising that older people would have more heart dysfunction. So I think what you're left with today is you walk into a room and you say you've got a 3 to 4% chance of getting congestive heart failure. There is a reasonable likelihood that if you get it, it will improve, but probably not all will improve. And those that improve may need to be on chronic CHF-type medication, perhaps for the rest of their life, for all we know. So that's very definitely part of the trade-off, particularly for a patient with an 8-millimeter tumor that I think becomes very pertinent.
And the patient says, I was out on the internet and I saw that at San Antonio, Dr. Slayman presented TCH. What about the risk of that in terms of cardiac toxicity?
Well, there, of course, we run into a different issue, which is CTH as good as AC followed by TH? Now, the answer today is that in the one trial that we have, both regimens are better than not getting a Herceptin-containing regimen, and the regimens are not statistically significantly different from each other with very early follow-up. Now, having said that, the trend in that trial certainly favors ACTH over CTH, so I personally tend to use CTH in patients where I have significant concerns about cardiac toxicity.
And I'm going to call it TCH, but anyhow, what
would
you say?
Sorry.
All right, CTH. What would you say to the patient about the risk of cardiac toxicity with CTH?
Well, it would be pretty trivial. I believe the numbers were just literally one or two patients, a very tiny number of patients who developed congestive heart failure in that arm of the trial.